Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. I hope you had a good week. I know I did. My name is Bemisola and our topic for today is, are you really ready? More often than not, we find ourselves waiting for a new phase of life, anticipating a new career path, a new job, a new level generally. So how prepared are you for this new level, for this new career path, and for this new phase of your life? It's very important for us to recognize the transition periods and to recognize that these periods are essential to the new phase of our lives. Why are these periods essential? Because one, they're a time of reflection. It's a time for you to sit back and just carry out a self audit. Try and find out where you are and where you need to be or where you desire to be. Find out the gaps that exist between those two points in your life and then find out how to fill in these gaps. You need to reflect on what it is that you actually really want. What's your purpose and how are you working towards achieving that? It's a time of reflection. It's also a time of renewal. It's a time for you to learn, unlearn, and relearn a lot of things. It's important for you to know, acquire skills that are important towards the new phase of your life. It's a time for you to be a new person. Sometimes you need to take on things that you never thought you would do. Sometimes you need to drop things that you never thought you could do without. So this is a time for you to just have a renewed mind and just be a new person generally. Another thing we need to know about the waiting period is it's a time of growth. More often than not, when you put a seed in soil, you don't see it sprout until after a while. That time, even if you don't see anything coming out of the soil, it's growing. So this waiting period usually is a time for us to grow. We may not see the results immediately, but something is happening and we need to also take notice of that, which is why we need to carry out self audits regularly. Find out what it is that has changed from the time where you started acquiring a new skill, or you started reading a book, or you just became deliberate about changing things in your life, and find out if you're actually receiving the results that you desire. If you're not receiving the results, it might be a time to change your strategy and do something differently. So how then do we prepare, or how then do we become ready for this new phase or this new level? The first thing we need to do is plan. You need to know exactly when you want to do this thing. I have a personal experience. Earlier this year, or late last year, while planning for this year, I wrote down some goals, and one of those goals was to work for a particular company. In my goals, I wrote that I wanted to work for this company. I didn't mind working for this company for free. But because I had done quite a number of things that qualified me for the job, I was prepared for the job. So when I was recommended, I got the job. So first thing is to plan. If I did not have this job in my goals, I probably wouldn't have planned towards it. So sometimes when you're planning, you need to set goals that are time bound. I want to start traveling the world at this time, and I want to start with this country. Let it be very, very intentional and try to find out what it is that you need to get to those goals that you have set out. While setting these goals, when you find out what it is that you need, if you don't have those things, it's time to acquire them. It's time to read new books. It's time to acquire new skills. It's time to increase your skills, your ability. We see in the Bible, in the parable of the talents, where the master gave talents to servants according to their ability. He didn't just give it to them randomly, and he didn't give it to them based on his preference for them or how much he liked them, but according to their ability, because it was important for them to use it well. If you notice, the servant that got 5 talents was able to invest it or turn it around and got more. However, the servant that got 1 talent didn't do much with it. He buried it in the ground. When the master got back, he gave it to him, which is what he does. Like, he's not able to multiply these things. So it's important for you to prepare. What do you need to get to that point? What ability do you need to acquire so that you can excel at the new phase of your life? Acquire these skills and prepare towards the new phase. It's just like wanting to travel somewhere. You pack. When you pack, when it's time to travel, when it's time for your flights, you move to the airport and you bought the flights. If you hadn't packed, when it was time to go, you would not be ready and you would miss your flights and you would not travel. So it's important for you to prepare. Sometimes even this new phase of our lives may not be something we intentionally want to achieve. It may just be a new age, and as a result of that age, we need to change our diet, we need to exercise some more. It's important for you to acquire the knowledge. What do I need to do to be better at this new phase of my life? And then when we do this, we're better prepared. I hope you have learned something. I hope you would be more intentional about the new phase of your life. And let's know what you're doing to become more prepared, what you have done in the past, your personal experiences in the comments section on our website at www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Instagram, Ticking with Purpose, and Twitter, T with Purpose. We can't wait to hear from you. Have a great week, guys. Bye.